Penguin Random House Audio presents Red Widow by Alma Katsu. Read for you by Mojan Marno. 1. November 2018, New York City. The gentleman in seat 2D was in medical distress when he boarded. The flight attendant is sure of it. He was the first on the plane, leading the rush of premium club members. She noticed he was already having trouble, stumbling in the narrow aisle, sweat visible on his face. He shoved his overnight bag into her arms to stow for him and asked for a drink right away, a vodka, neat. She is used to this kind of treatment from business class passengers, especially on this hop from JFK to Reagan National, which is often full of VIPs, senators, and businessmen. He looks to her like a politician, the worst of all. She knows better than to argue with him. She brings him a glass of water, too, even though he didn't ask for it, in case he needs to cool off or take medication. He's not in great shape. 300 pounds easy, squeezed into a suit at least 2 sizes too small. His face is pale, but there's a deep flush creeping up from under his collar. He grumbles to himself throughout the boarding process, but is otherwise quiet. His cell phone is clutched in one hand as the rest of the passengers squeeze by, his face turned to the tiny window, shunning any possibility of contact. He pays no attention through the safety demonstration, but then again, no one does anymore. And the flight attendant stopped taking offense long ago. As the plane taxis onto the runway, she checks the manifest. His name is Yaromir Popov, and he came to JFK via an Aeroflot flight from Heathrow. A Russian businessman, then. No sooner has